changing attitudes in Florida. Still to come, Florida voters await their chance to decide if they want to legalize marijuana as medicine. We continue here on the Sunshine Edition on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Join that conversation on Twitter at WLRN. Use the hashtag Sunshine Edition. Marijuana may be legal for medical purposes in Florida soon, but before you go out and ask your doctor for a joint, the bill okayed by the state Senate this week would okay a very limited strain of medical cannabis, an extract known as Charlotte's Web. Delilah Barnhart was 2 years old and living in Tampa when she was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. Her mom moved the family to Memphis so Delilah could get treatment at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Now, when we were there, Mom Mariah came upon research that pointed to the benefit of medical marijuana in inhibiting the cancer and mitigating the effects of chemotherapy. It wasn't legal in Florida or Tennessee, though. So the family moved to Colorado Springs, where Mariah Barnhart joins us here on the Sunshine Edition. Mariah, welcome to the program. How's your daughter doing? Mariah, it's the Sunshine Edition in Miami. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Good.
How are you?
We're doing well. How's your daughter doing?
She's actually doing fantastic, thank you.
And how does she take this medical marijuana that you moved to Colorado Springs for?
Well, the same way that most children in hospitals are getting their morphine, even Tylenol, syringes in an oil extract form.
Okay, so she gets an oil extract form via a syringe. If this extract were available in Florida, would you move back to the Sunshine State?
In a heartbeat. That's where all of our support, family, and friends are.
Are you considering it as the Florida House votes on this Charlotte's Web strain this week?
Right. Actually, Charlotte's Web is a high CBD strain, which is geared to help neurological conditions, and in this legislation is even more strict, set for a very limited amount of epilepsy patients. So no, with this particular bill in the House and the Senate, that would not bring us home necessarily, although we are still working on, obviously, you know, on our own terms, some legal stuff trying to get home. And if that doesn't work, after the November vote, things should start falling into place in May for high THC, which most cancer patients need. And THC kills cancer cells. So,
Mariah, you moved to Colorado Springs, Colorado, so that you could legally have your child be prescribed a specific kind of marijuana to treat her illness. But you still call Florida home.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a three-year-old who's been in the hospital for a third of their life really deserves to be at home with the love and support of their family and friends. So we're pretty desperate to get back.
How old is Delilah today?
She's three. She was diagnosed when she was two last year.
So you've been in Colorado for less than a year?
Yes, we've only been here since just before Christmas.
Any trouble getting the medical marijuana that you you want in Colorado?
Yes, actually, very ironically, if not for the good-heartedness of some very amazing individual people, if we had come with no contacts and no friends, under the impression that so many parents are under when they move across country to come out here, first of all, it's very expensive. And second of all, I've had a lot of difficulties and bumps in the road trying to obtain the medical card and dispensary verification to actually order oil.
And those are the legal hurdles that Colorado has for its medical use of marijuana. But of course, Colorado also recently approved recreational use of marijuana. Mariah Barnhart joining us from Colorado Springs, where she moved with her family recently to secure medical marijuana for her daughter. So should medical marijuana be okayed in Florida? What do you think? Join the conversation at Twitter at WLRN. Use that hashtag Sunshine Edition. Let's go to Mary Ellen Kloss, who covers the Florida State Legislature for the Miami Herald. She's with us from Tallahassee. So this Charlotte's Web, very limited strain of medical marijuana, passed out of the Florida Senate. Where does it stand in the House, Mary Ellen?
It is likely to come up for a vote as early as today. It looks as though there is going to be an effort to change the Senate proposal and amend it to allow for more disabilities to be included, people who are suffering from cancer or Alzheimer's, and there's a short list of other debilitating illnesses that the House wants to cover.
Does it have that support in the Senate if the House is successful in adding to the list of illnesses that would be allowed to use this Charlotte's Web strain?
That is sort of an unknown. The leadership of the Senate has made it very clear that they support a very narrowly drawn bill that only goes that far, you know. But on the other hand, they're also very eager to see this pass. So we'll see. It really is one of those things that has moved quickly, and I think surprising a lot of people.
Yeah,
how much it's gotten traction.
I think 96 hours or so ago that it was thought that this bill could be dead in the water, that it may not pass even out of the Senate, but it's out, and the House now looks to expand upon it.
Well, the House expanded it in committee, and that's when they passed the broader version.
Mm-hmm.
But they also made the additional restrictions by putting things, by making sure that there's a real tight list of who can dispense it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that, the other amendment that they're thinking about adding is one that would give doctors who prescribe this some kind of immunity from lawsuits, because they think that it's such an experimental option for patients that they don't. If something goes wrong, the argument they have, some of the legislators have, is we don't want to put doctors at risk.
Marilyn Kloss, watching over the Florida state legislator here in the waning days in Tallahassee. She joins us from the Miami Herald Bureau there in the capital city. Jody James is leader of the Florida Cannabis Action Network, which campaigns for full legalization of marijuana. And she says some legislators have other reasons why they are supporting this Charlotte's Web bill in Florida.
I believe that they are creating an infrastructure that's not necessary for Charlotte's Web, but it makes a great footprint for the coming initiative.
That initiative is, of course, the November ballot question, whether to move more broadly to legalize medical marijuana here in the state of Florida. One of the three prime sponsors of the bill is Republican Senator Aaron Bean of the Jacksonville area. He told WLRN's Rick Stone this week that the coming medical marijuana amendment does need some limits.
It's written so loosey-goosey, and it opens the door for abuse.
Well, do you want to limit medical marijuana to the low THC varieties?
Well, that's our mission in this bill.
THC is the chemical that gets you high, and which researchers also say is important at different levels in different therapies for medicinal use. If Florida voters approve this Amendment 2, the Sunshine State would follow almost two dozen other states with some form of legalized marijuana, including Michigan. Voters there okayed medical marijuana in 2008. Gene Rigglesworth is sheriff of Ingram County, Michigan, joining us from the Wolverine State. Ingram County is where Michigan State University in East Lansing is, among other locales there. Sheriff, welcome to the program here in the Sunshine State and Sunshine Edition.
Wish you'd send some of the sunshine up here.
it's our best export. There's no doubt about it here in Florida. You've been sheriff for more than a quarter of a century. This legalization of medicinal marijuana in 2008 in your state, has it affected your job?
Clearly.
And how?
Well, the issue of more people being high is certainly troubling for our deputies, because we encounter them on the roads, you know, in various states of intoxication because they're taking their so-called medicine.
So-called medicine. So is it the continued illegal use of marijuana that you're talking about, or is it the legal use? Are these folks
carrying? These are card carriers in a lot of cases. They have the so-called medical marijuana card. It was kind of interesting when this ballot initiative came on in Michigan. Of course, there were a lot of TV ads with elderly people who could not live another day if they didn't get medical marijuana. But you go by these medical marijuana dispensaries, and they all seem to be people from about 18 to 25 going in them. You don't see any elderly people going in them. And I say that because that's really the fact of it. It was they used elderly to get it passed, and then the people that use it don't appear to be ill. and are using it recreationally, in my opinion.
Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth is sheriff in Ingham County, Michigan. Michigan allowed the legalized medicinal use of marijuana in 2008. David joins us here in studio from Fort Lauderdale. We're not using his last name as he's requested. David, you are a user of marijuana, you say, for medical reasons. Tell us why.
Well, I happen to be a dwarf, a person of short stature, and what comes with that is arthritis, mm-hmm. Basically from head to toe, and also while I was growing, I had deformities that required many surgeries, as many dwarfs do, and with that causes chronic pain in your middle age from having your bones broken so many times by the doctors.
How old are you, David?
I'm 42.
And has a medical professional, has an MD, told you privately to use marijuana to ease your pain?
I've had several that do. They endorse it verbally to me off the record after I tell them. But, of course, they cannot prescribe it or recommend it in most states, mm-hmm. because they'll lose their license. And when you pay $500,000 for medical school, you're not going to risk that, even though you know that may help your patient.
Would legalized marijuana make a difference in your life, David?
It would revolutionize everything. People would be able to come out of the closet, so to speak. They wouldn't have to worry about losing their jobs. They wouldn't have to worry about losing custody of their children.
Sheriff Rigglesworth, in Ingham County, Michigan, you talk about your impression of the users of medical marijuana. Is some of that perhaps driven or by the fact that you've got a large Big Ten college in your jurisdiction with a lot of young folks?
Well, I suspect that certainly is part of it. We have several colleges in our county. It's Ingham, by the way.
Ingham
County.
My apologies, Sheriff.
Yeah, but the other issue with this so-called medical marijuana, if it's truly a medicine, which there are many people claiming, there's absolutely no way for the purchaser to know what's in it. I mean, in other words, how pure is it? What's its THC mm-hmm. content? Is it adulterated with other drugs? If this truly was a medical issue, why isn't this an FDA-approved drug that you would get with a prescription from a licensed pharmacist?
David, does that concern you, the quality of the marijuana that you presumably illicitly get here in Florida? The quality?
No, not at all. People who use marijuana love marijuana. They're not going to adulterate it.
People that sell marijuana.
The people that sell marijuana, there's no incentive to do that. They'll lose customers. I mean, that is absurd.
Sheriff,
no one has ever overdosed on marijuana. I will tell you something. The reason why the Sheriff's Association is against it is money. They are going to lose budget justifications in terms of staffing, incarceration, processing, in terms of forcing people who violate this from forfeiting their property and then auctioning it off.
Sheriff Rigglesworth, in your county in Michigan, have you seen a financial hit to your budget, to your revenues?
No, there's no connection between the two. But in terms of marijuana being adulterated,
of course,
it almost always has other things in it. For example, I can't ever think of taking I used to run a drug unit before I became sheriff. Rarely would you take marijuana to a lab that didn't have various kinds of insects in it, but often laced with other things such as PCP, amphetamines, those kind of things, often would be found in these drugs as well.
Those are people who request that stuff.
Sheriff Rigglesworth, I'm curious, would you support marijuana from a law enforcement side, medical marijuana, if it were regulated by the Food and Drug Administration like other pharmaceuticals are?
I would. At least you would have some guarantee that what you're getting is what you're getting.
Okay, and I'll tell you why that's not happening. The reason why that's not happening is because the Office of Drug Control Policy does not allow any research with marijuana unless it's in terms of drug abuse. So no one can research it. No one can get impartial empirical data to back it up, except in very rare cases. No one can get their hands on it, And the way the FDA okays drugs, they basically defer to the drug company's own studies unless there's a problem with the customers later.
David joining us here in studio. David's from Fort Lauderdale, a self-prescribed medical marijuana user here in the state of Florida. Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth from Ingham County, Michigan, where marijuana was legalized for medical purposes in 2008. Sheriff, Florida voters, including law enforcement, are going to vote on Amendment 2 this November, which would legalize the use of marijuana for medical purposes. What do you think voters should know regarding your experiences from a law enforcement perspective and medical marijuana in the state of Michigan over the past 6 years?
Well, my answer to that would be careful what you ask for, because these medical marijuana dispensaries, as what they're called, many of them have been raided by various jurisdictions because they also sell other drugs under the counter. That's been an issue that has plagued us, as well as because they have high traffic.
I've never seen one account of that. Let
the sheriff finish. Go ahead, Sheriff.
In addition to that, because they're basically a cash business, they get robbed frequently. And those are both issues that we've had to deal with here.
Sheriff, let me ask you, has medical marijuana in your county in Michigan decreased public safety?
Well, in the sense of those issues that I've just talked about, yes.
David, I presume you'll vote for Amendment 2 in November. If it does not pass, will you continue to self-prescribe marijuana?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, I can't go – my body cannot go by laws on paper. I got to go with what's going to make me well.
How often do you use?
4 to 6 times a day.
Do you ever drive under influence?
Yes, but so does most people on any number of medications.
Any concern about your public safety and your public security?
No, because the Department of Transportation's most recent studies say that driving under the influence of marijuana for adult smokers is the danger is negligible.
David from Fort Lauderdale, a self-prescribed medical marijuana user here in the state of Florida. Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth from Ingham County, Michigan. Sheriff and David, thank you both for your perspective on this issue of medical marijuana as Florida voters go to the polls in November to decide that fate. While it's state government changing policy toward marijuana here in the U.S., an entire country has legalized distribution and cultivation. Uruguay okayed the growing and sale of it in December, becoming the first country to do so. Tim Padgett